our veterans and my dad, and my dad would be so proud that I have followed in his footsteps, helping his colleagues.
It's not like a holiday you look forward to, but the men and women that gave up their lives so that we could live the way we live needs to be appreciated. And
if it wasn't for the American and the Canadian, they would not free my father from the concentration camp. So I'm here to salute them and respect them.
I come every year, I wouldn't miss it. And my parents, my grandfather, my father both fought in the First World War. I know a lot of people that are veterans here in town, and it's kind of in my blood. It's been something that I've been doing ever since I was a kid.
I am a veteran, and I find it really important to come back because I did lose friends over in Afghanistan, and it really is important to me.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, served in the American Army. I'm Canadian, but served in the U.S. military in Vietnam. So I come out every year not just in order to respect our veterans, Canadian veterans, but also those that I served with in Vietnam.
They gave so that we could be here today. We're remembering not only the ones that survived, that didn't come back, but the ones that are actually here and they're still suffering.
We have some vets in our family on both sides that they're not here anymore. Keep them in mind. I have a nephew that's a cadet today. He was a flag bearer. And can't forget.
What I could learn and get from being in the Cadet Corps.